Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's Joy of Business Radio show. I'll be your host this week. I am Melanie Mead and I'm with a new addition to the Joy of Business team, Paul Carney. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Melanie, how are we doing? Great to have you. Great to have me on here. Yeah, thank you.
I'm doing good. This week, actually, I was listening to the intro before as we were leading into the show and it's saying, if what you're doing is not currently working for you, I think you might be in the right place, because this week's show, we are going to talk about stepping into leadership and making different choices. So Paul and I, as I said, we both work on the Joy of Business team and we've both made actually massive changes to our lives. And leadership is something that's come up a lot on our journey, hasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, totally. It's been an interesting one, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, it never looks like what you think it is. So on this week's Joy of Business show, we are actually going to talk about stepping into leadership. We both had different, I suppose, beginnings in our career, or I want to say life, but that would take us way back to birth. But with work and things like that, we've both had very different beginnings, entry points, experiences. We're both very different types of people, like the way that we work and stuff. So we're kind of covering all bases here on leadership, because I would have... seen things like leadership as being like, you know, the president or the boss or the person that called all the shots. And actually, I started to learn it was something completely different. It's not my style. It's not the way that I work. It wouldn't have been the way that I, you know, thought a leader probably could be. But there's actually something completely different available. And personally, Paul, what I get is stepping into leadership isn't necessarily, it isn't necessarily about leaving your job. It's not necessarily about becoming a boss, but it's actually the choices that you make, as it says at the start of the radio show, when things aren't working for you, when there's other choices you know are available, and to kind of live your life to the fullest, that's where you step into leadership.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and it's a great point that you make at the start, that it's a lot of people think it's the president or Barack Obama or Donald Trump or whoever it may be is the leader. It's ultimately you're the leader in your own life, and it's what you look to create and what you look to be in the world. And For me, I made massive changes in my life, and it's interesting. It's like it is maybe 6 months on from leaving a 9-to-5 corporate job and following something that I loved, and it's actually great to see the difference and how it's worked. And it's like leadership in a lot of ways can just be, it can be simple things. Like this morning, I'm in Lanzarote, so it's a beautiful island off the coast of Africa, and I'm surfing over here, and each morning I get up and go for a run and do some Tai Chi on the beach. And I was just kind of reflecting in my mind different choices that I had made that allowed me to have this freedom. So I have a radio show this morning with you, Melanie, which is super exciting. I have a couple of calls today. I have a swim session. I have a surf session. And then I'm doing a talk on Access Consciousness Bars at the local yoga center. And it's like, what a joyful day, but it's following what I love to do. And I think that's the essence of it. It's following what's fun for you and what's light for you and what brings you joy. And it might only be one tiny step, but as you take that tiny step, then it creates more and more and more. And it's just continually all those steps become accumulative and you're kind of stepping in a certain direction. How has your sense been of that, Melanie?
Yeah, well, what you're saying there, it's like creating your life. So stepping into leadership is kind of stepping into maybe braver choices, people put, because like you, I did the 9-to-5 thing as well, and it was a great secure job. I had a meeting with my accountant the other day, and I was explaining it to him about essentially I am my own boss. And as I say to my son, when you are your own boss, you're never really your own boss. You've got clients to answer to, you've people, you know, to work with, you have, you know, contracts to get and all these kind of different things. So like, it's a different kind of freedom. But at the end of the day, whether you work in an organization or whether you work for yourself, there are kind of brave choices to be made. And they're all different things. Like, we can cover so many different ways leadership goes here. But like, I like where you started, kind of start with myself. There's a large element of trust when you go to lead, because leaders, like true leaders, do not require followers. I think we are accustomed to, as you were saying at the start, the president that gets voted in, and that style of popularity. But actually, a lot of people that lead fulfilling or kind of life-changing lives are the people that actually will do what works for them. And it's not like I woke up knowing this is what I want to do and I'm going to get there. It starts with a knowing. It started with a knowing of kind of something far greater was possible. And then there was different steps to take there. And like, as I said, when I was talking to the accountant the other day, I was just saying to him, like, it's so different making these different choices, purely because my day job was a government job. Even when the economy hit rock bottom, I knew I had a job. We did get cuts and things like that. But at the end of the day, I lived this carefree life where I woke up and I had hardly any traffic or anything. Like, it was a 10-minute drive to work. I couldn't have had an easier kind of situation. I would go to work, I'd show up, I'd do my work, I'd come home, and then I'd have my evening life or whatever you want to call it, and I'd have my weekend. And then you kind of just get back on the hamster wheel and go again. Now, the hamster wheel wasn't the 9-to-5, it was the cruising. It was, everything was easy breezy, this was fine. But I often wondered, was that actually going to be it? Was that going to be the sum total of my life, that I would do this every day, then someday I'd retire and that would be it? So I started playing with different things. Like, there was different questions to ask. There's different curiosities. It kind of started as a hobby. Like, a hobby is kind of even a loose term, but I came across the tools of access consciousness and I really enjoyed them. Like, I got access bars. I had my bars run. It's a hands-on process on your head, which it does a multitude of things, but ultimately it gives you more view. It relaxes you. It quietens your mind. And once I started experiencing that, I started asking for more. And this more, I didn't decide what it was. It could have been more money. It could have been, you know, more holidays. It could have been more anything. But just what I knew was possible kind of seemed to be not just a daydream. It seemed to be something that you could create as a reality. So I literally just started making different choices. And these were choices that even people I worked with couldn't essentially wrap their heads around. Like, they wouldn't even ask me. Like, so it got to a stage where I started to travel for Access Consciousness classes because I just loved them so much. So if you said to someone, I'm going to New York, or I'm going to Milan, or I'm going to Rome, like, to most people, they would assume it was a holiday. But once people started to notice that I wasn't actually going on holidays, I was doing something different, nobody would actually ask me. Nobody would say, oh, how was your trip to wherever? Like, how was your trip to Dublin even? So it started to get, I started to live a slightly different life to people. To me, it wasn't strange, but I started to notice to other people it was. And I had a choice, either just keep going with my life or make the fact that people found it hard to connect with me and the new choices I was making extremely relevant. Have you found that yourself?
Yeah, totally. And it's kind of, it's a bit bizarre to people to an extent, because let's say 90% or a high percentage of people are doing the 9-to-5. And it's kind of like, I completely get it. As you say, there's security in it. It's regular. But a lot of the time when you ask people what they love to do, they may not know exactly, but they have an inkling. They have an idea in terms of what the direction is. And it's always being willing to follow that, and kind of, it's looking at it. And It was interesting. A guy I used to work with contacted me a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, "Look, Paul, I see you've made massive changes in your life, and it's kind of you really seem to be doing something that you love." And he said, "Do you mind if I do an interview with you?" Which I did, and it was interesting. Like his questions were very thoughtful, and basically, what he took from it was it wasn't one big giant step that kind of changed the whole world. So we think it's just going to be one choice and everything's going to be different. It was step by step by step. So it was small choices, and it was just like what he described there was following the breadcrumbs. And he said, I'm seeing the breadcrumbs, but I'm not actually following them. And it's like, If you chunk it down into, okay, what do I need to do today and what can get me closer to it? Because as I look at it over the last 5 years, it was very much step by step by step. And it's interesting to this evening be doing a talk and introductory bars for people in Lanzarote. If you said 5 years ago that's what you'd be doing, I would have never known that. But I always knew the energy that I wanted to be out in the world and creating change. And I kind of chose being the president, being the leader, that type of role, and like a lot of authority and responsibility came with it, but it wasn't that much fun. And I was like realizing, okay, this isn't actually creating the change I want, and started looking for something different. And the big thing for me with Access Consciousness was the lightness of it. It was just so much fun. It was so much ease. It was completely different to anything I'd seen before. And it was like, once you stayed in the question and you were willing to look at things and willing to change and always saying, okay, create greater, and realizing that the universe has your back, that the universe wants you to be happy, the universe wants you to be joyful, that the universe wants you to be your full potential, then all the doors are open. Anything is possible.
Absolutely. And like the guy you were talking about, I remember you telling me, and he was saying, He would move jobs and he was unhappy, but he felt he was moving to another job and still feeling unfulfilled. So if you find that you're making choices in your life and you still have that sense of unfulfilled, I think essentially what it really is knowing that something far greater is possible. Just really look at it and actually ask yourself, are you reinventing the wheel here? Are you just like, you know, like that, let's just say hypothetically, because it can come in any shape, it can come in relationship, it can come in business, it can come in so many different ways, but are you basically just leaving something in the hopes that the grass is greener on the other side, but you're really not asking the questions, that underlying deep kind of knowing that you have? Are you just kind of like, we'd say, on the surface just making these different changes? And that's the one thing that I noticed with that conversation, Paul, that you had with that guy that really highlighted it, is a lot of the time we'll just try to a quick fix rather than actually really truly ask yourself and go on the journey, because a lot of the times we're actually just looking for it to just change instantly. And both for you and I, in various different shapes and forms, it's been a journey. It's also been kind of an adventure, because you'll never reach the end. Do you know what I mean? There's always more. And where I am today is not where, like, if you asked me 5 years ago what I'd be doing, you know, in 2019, I couldn't have said I'd been doing this. And if I came up with a story and if I told you what my dreams were, I've actually far exceeded them, because things have shown up that I couldn't even have planned for. You know, and we're coming up to the ad break now. Maybe on the other side, we'll just start looking at kind of where we were and the choices that we made to actually kind of really get that breakthrough moment, rather than like that surface change that we tend to do a lot of the time in the hopes that that's the thing that'll work out.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back. You are on the Joy of Business radio show with me, Melanie Mead, and Paul Kearney, and we're talking about stepping into leadership. At the start of the show, we basically just, you know, kind of spoke about our experiences with making a change. Like, we were at particular places in our lives where we knew something far greater was possible. And what we were talking about before the break there, Paul, too, was like that kind of surface change that we make, the immediate effect, the, you know, that kind of itch you need to scratch, and you're just going to scratch it and get it done. And then you actually realize that there's still that sense of being unfulfilled, which is what I seem to call now, like, it's more of a knowing than an actual unfulfilledness, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, totally. And it's also, I suppose, the same as any journey. There's going to be there's going to be questions, there's going to be tools, and it's like one of the ones that I found really helpful was, who does this belong to? Because basically we're aware of everything in the universe. So we're aware of what our mother thinks, our father thinks, our sister thinks, our brother thinks, our university thinks, everybody. And what happens a lot of the time is we buy somebody else's point of view. So as we buy somebody else's point of view, we start living that as being the right thing for us. And a lot of the time it's not. And it's actually, it's going into the question continually of, okay, who does this belong to? So something comes up and it's like, is it really light for you? Is it really joyful? Does it really make you happy? And it's like, okay, who does it belong to? Because a lot of time we buy our it could be as simple as our dad comes home one day and he says, oh, this businessman is very rich. And next thing, we buy that point of view and it's like, oh, I want to be a businessman. And you may have no interest in it. You may be the best pianist in the world, or you may be the best cello player, or it could be something completely different that lights you up. And it's like, it's finding out what's light for you and following that. And as you were saying earlier, a lot of it's brave choices. Sometimes you're swimming against the stream, and it's not everybody gets what you're doing. Some people kind of get it. Some people think they kind of get it, but don't really get it. And it's like, it's continually, who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? Because then as you use that, you get more of a sense of clarity in terms of what's true for you, what really makes you tick, what you really enjoy to do. And it's a lot of the time, the thing that we enjoy to do that we're absolutely brilliant at, we disregard it because it's easy for us.
Yeah, and as you were talking there too, and I laugh because it might be a different story nowadays when I look at my son and kids or whatever, but like, when we grew up in the 80s in Ireland, and I'm pretty sure like this would be something that would have occurred around the world, like Ireland was never a particularly wealthy country until the 90s, we'd say. So in the 1980s, like you went to school, and I can't remember when free university came in, but I think it was a relatively new concept to say my parents' generation or whatever, the fact that your kids could go to university and you weren't from a wealthy family and all these kind of things. So people went on this kind of path where you always wanted what's best for your children. You didn't want them to have, I don't know, the poverty, the poor experience. And obviously, as decades went on, health improved and all these different kind of systems that we had in the country improved or whatever. And like, the poverty probably wasn't as bad, but we still hadn't reached that point where Ireland as a country was truly excelling, like truly excelling. So a lot of the time we were kind of almost shown what to do or told what to do. And we weren't multicultural. We weren't very a diverse country. So like even when I grew up, I wouldn't have known the extent of the jobs even that were out there or ways you could apply your talents. Even in the school system, it wasn't really shown. And even though that might be like putting the onus on the schools or whatever, it's given me a different perspective being a parent now and talking to other people about the actual power of a question, and exploring possibilities, which I would recommend as a parent, letting your kids, you know, really explore that and find themselves. But I do this at my age myself now too. And this is one of the ways that I moved out of a job where there, and even in my current jobs, I do answer to people. I have bosses, I have clients or whatever. But this hierarchical like state of mind that I had, once I started to change that, I was able to change my life. Because yes, there might be a boss I must speak to, or a person I might report to, or a client I must show something to. But when you look at everyone being a contribution from the top down, let's say, everything matters. Everything. Like I used to say, you know, when my son was young, I didn't care what he did when he grew up once he actually enjoyed it, if that meant he swept the streets. Now, that was never met with approval. That was met with you've got so low expectations for your child. And I was like, but if you think about it, if nobody picked the trash up on the streets, what would the streets look like? You know what I mean? Like, there's this way, like, whatever works for you. Like, you don't have to leave your job and, you know, become a president of a business or anything of the such. It's more, if this is something that you feel is a contribution to the world, you are making a difference. That's also true of stay-at-home moms. Like, I was happy to make the choices that I made working in my job because it worked for me as a mother, and it made me as a mother a lot happier. On my career path, it did not. But it got to a stage where the balance tipped, and I started making different changes. And that's where, you know, you start to recognize right now where you are today, the choices you've made, every single choice, like Paul said, they don't have to be all big, massive ones. Every single choice has led to where you are right now. The moment you acknowledge that, good, bad, or indifferent, the choices that you've made up until now, you start to recognize it's absolutely fine. You can keep making the same choices if they work for you, or you can actually start making a whole other set of different choices, but you cannot be vested in the outcome. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things, Paul, like along the way, that some of the stuff that's shown up for us, we hadn't actually planned. Like we never always made particular choices to have a particular result.
Yeah, totally. And the thing is, it's an adventure. And it's like, to an extent, a lot of people are looking for security. So they're looking for the thing that's going to keep them safe forever and ever. And then that's the thing that keeps them trapped, because they okay, this is going to be secure and it's going to last forever. And that's never the case. But then there's another part of them that knows that there's something far greater out there that they can be in the world. And it's, that brings them great joy, that brings everybody great joy, that just creates more, that's just beautiful. And it's this kind of conflict almost, that you can see this dance between people where they're frightened to let go of the security, and yet they know there's more there. And for me, it was a very real conflict, because it was kind of like, you had a regular salary coming in, you had career prospects, you had job promotions, you were had a good job, technically, let's say. And then I knew there was so much more I wanted to contribute, and that now was the time. And it was kind of like, part of it was continuing, as you were saying earlier, just to do the small steps. So like, I did loads of extra training, I kept learning, kept doing courses, and like building up my repertoire of knowledge and what I knew. And that all stands to me now. And like, that's been over a 10-year period. So it doesn't necessarily happen overnight. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of small steps. And it's that thing where they say it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill. And it's actually looking at it and saying, okay, I may not get it today, or I may not get it tomorrow, but let's keep moving towards it. And things open up in the most unlikely of ways.
And can I just say something there, that like you just said there, like, you know, it took a long time for you to leave your corporate job or whatever, but the leadership began the minute you started making choices and started realizing what worked for you. And I get a lot of people too, like, it is unusual to have side hustles or hobbies or, you know, all these different things going on. Like, to some people, having more than one revenue stream is unusual. To us, it's totally normal. It's probably where we're probably more high performing rather than having just the same one thing going on. But like, that's the one thing I would point out there. Like, you don't have to be unhappy in your day job to become a leader. Like, this is for everybody. It just so happened that we ended up making completely different career paths in our lives or whatever. But the leadership started the minute you started choosing what worked for you. The minute, and to a degree, a lot of the courses and stuff that I've been on, I did because they were fun for me to learn. It was something that I actually enjoyed doing. And then as time went on and time passed, people actually just wanted to pay me for particular aspects of that. And then I started, you know, maybe looking at it in a different way. And as you were saying, some of these things were throwaway things that I never thought were valuable. Like, I remember, I love content creation. I love the people I work with. I just think they're amazing. And I just love listening to their stuff. I did not realize that that was actually a job where you actually go through all their material and you can pull excerpts for them. You know, you can give them to writers. You can get them on, post on social media. Like, my job is to take the best of someone and make sure that's shared with the world. Because let's face it, like, they do seminars, they do calls, they do stuff that people pay for. We're not going to just put them out into the world. So they actually hire people to actually look at their stuff and find the parts that we can share with the world to either, when you wake up someday, change your life, or invite you to actually, you know, maybe take a course or a different possibility. It actually doesn't matter whether you hear or read one thing for free and it changes your life, or you go and you pay top dollar for the highest level of training. It's the whole spectrum. But I never realized that that was actually a job until somebody said it to me. So it's that part where you really got to, you know, acknowledge the stuff that you enjoy might actually be something that people are asking for.
Yeah, totally. Because when you were a kid, you jumped up in the morning and you were like, hey, how much fun can I have today? And you went off and you had an adventure and you had no set plan. You went all over the place and did loads of different things. And it was like, as we get older, then we get locked into the education system and we get locked into work. And it's kind of like, it's like, I often think of it. I was over in Vienna and there was all these people. It was a Monday morning and they were going off to work and they were going down the subway. They were all in suits. It was just completely gray. And it was like they were going down into the coal mines. And it was like there was no joy. There was no happiness. There was no enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we'll continue that.
We're coming up to an ad break.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very sharp. You're turning into a pro. You'll be doing more of these radio shows. Do it again inside. Talk to you in a minute.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Joy of Business radio show with me, Melanie Mead, and this week is Paul Carney too. So I think it's a little ironic. You were on about the routine of life, which got interrupted, Paul, by an outbreak. People don't like their routines interrupted.
Yes, that's what happens in life, isn't it? We pick out our routine, and this is our set routine, and it shall never change, and forever and ever and ever. And it's that conflict that's within us in terms of wanting to be everything we can be in the world, and also finding what works for us. And a lot of the time, with the corporate world, the corporation tries to own us. So it's like we give so much to it, but it's like feeding an unfillable hole. You just keep giving, and it just take. And you can meet brilliant people, have brilliant experiences, and it's also knowing, okay, there's something else that you can create. Because when you trust your ability to create and you trust your own knowing, it's like the most unusual of situations can come up where it's just like, okay, there's something not right here, but I'm trusting this, and it's like I'm choosing something different. And it could be as simple as you're walking down a street, and next thing you say, well, this doesn't feel right, I'm going a different direction, or I'm going to take the car, or whatever it may be. And it's actually that moment of clarity, like some people may call it a gut feeling, like that's actually our knowing. And it's so light, it's so gentle that we disregard it a lot of the time. And it's actually picking out and saying, oh, okay, that's what it was. Because as we become aware of it, then we become more aware of situations that are lighter, and we can actually see the choice. Like for me, I very much had a choice where I've been offered a different job, and then I had the possibility to go working with Access Consciousness full time. And it was like, okay, it was far lighter to go working with Access Consciousness. And now, 6 months on, when I look at it, it's created so much more in the world for me by stepping into that. And it's like, it's opened up so many more possibilities, and totally in the space of, okay, looking at infinite possibilities and what else can I choose and what else would be fun for me. And just, it's an adventure. And it's like, there's absolutely no routine. And I know that scares the shit out of some people. Even some of my friends are saying, well, we've got no routine. And I'm like, yeah, how does it get any better? And it's like, it's looking at it and saying, okay, yeah, what's next? And then moving from there. That's what I find exciting.
Yeah, and it's the lightness. And what I find too, and I we're kind of trained to do it. And it's, we tend to seem to need to see the result of our choices. I will choose this and this is what I'll get. Or because I chose this, you know, this is what showed up or whatever. And it's like, there are so many things that have gotten created by a choice you've made that you will never, ever know. Like we did a corporate day one day in a business, and we went up and we ran people's bars. And you, Paul, were talking to somebody afterwards, and they were saying, oh, sorry, I hadn't been in touch for a while. But my God, that day I got my bars run, it was a real day that things had turned around for me. Now, we got on with our lives. We weren't kind of, you know, thinking, oh, boom, you know, we're going to go up and blow people's minds and it's going to be amazing. We did what worked for us. We showed up. We ran the bars there, and it was actually really well received. Like people, the feedback we got was probably like way better than what you would have thought. Like there was such a positive response to it. But we didn't go up with that point of view. We were willing for, let's say, anything to occur. We were going to show up, do our thing, run the bars, contribute whatever way we knew how, and then leave the rest up to them. You know what I mean? And it's like, when you get up and you, in the morning or whatever, and you make these choices, please don't have a result, like a defined result. You know what I mean? Like, for example, if you brush your teeth, there's a very good chance, you know, your teeth will stay in good condition or whatever. But like, there's particular ways that we function where we really feel, if I make this, then this is going to occur. If I do this course, then I'm going to get this job. I mean, you started like a degree in pharmaceuticals. I started as a temp in a pharmaceutical wholesaler, Paul. But then I swiftly moved on to local government and kind of stayed there for a while. Nowhere was my job, or probably, like, I think your job did train you up into particular skills that you have now that you can apply, and maybe me too, but maybe me in a less definable way. But like, it literally started, like you said, with just the lightness. Like, if you picture a kid, the way they get excited by something, now you don't have to be jumping around your room, but there's a little spark. If there's anything that sparks your curiosity, explore it. I'm not saying it's going to be a job. I'm not saying it's promising you anything. All I will let you know is, for me personally, it showed me something different. And I remember loving the tools of Access Consciousness, and there was a class coming to Ireland. And I, for no logical reason, was like, oh, I'd love to be a part of that. So what I said to the girl who was hosting, I said, look, can I just see how it worked? Can I shadow you? Can I just, because I just wanted to know. She said, yeah, sure, no problem. So I watched how it worked. It's not necessarily rocket science, but there's the subtleties to it, which are, you know, and you can get into great detail on particular parts of it. And these are the parts that I was seeing. But what I started to oddly know, without any, like, literally just from asking, could I help out, was actually my love of content, my love of the messages that people have and sharing them with the world. And I know a lot of the time when people talk, they don't actually always hear how brilliant they are. And literally, just by being curious, it led me to that. Then I remember thinking, like, you know, graphic design is super complicated. And I remember talking to my son, who was maybe 12 at the time. And I was like, hey, Aaron, how do you think you might get a word on a picture? Because I am not technical at all. And he showed me an app on my phone. Now, this took me in a very, very strong direction, let's say, into social media and digital marketing and stuff like that. But I hadn't decided that at the time. It was just fun. But what it turned out is I have a skill. I have a really clear, I'm very clear at picking stuff out. But also I have a very keen eye, and I'm very just strong on particular parts of messaging. But I hadn't decided that before I explored it. And it was through playing with it and helping people out and doing lots of stuff for free that this information started to come to me. I still at the time hadn't decided it was going to be a job. But different things showed up along the way. And I'm actually in a position now that it's not just social media and marketing. There are actual leadership skills involved in what I do. And leadership grows your life, but also grows other people's lives.
Yeah, totally. That's a brilliant example of something being so simple in one way and creating so much. Mm-hmm. So the wanting to put words on a picture, like, it sounds relatively simple. Okay, I want to put words on a picture, but it ended up creating a whole situation for you and for your son where you learned new skills, and then you ended up developing a whole career out of it, which is pretty incredible. And it's like, yeah, we disregard something simple that happens. So it's like, so something simple that happens, and we disregard that. As we disregard it, it's or we dismiss it sometimes. We're just like, oh, that wasn't really me. Everything that's happened in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, you've created it. And that's how powerful a creator you are. And we were at Castle
Borgoni.
And
you can also use all that information to your advantage, Paul. A lot of people will judge the bad things that have happened. But we've sat in classes, we've facilitated classes, we've spoken about business, we've spoken about life, we've spoken about changing your life. And a lot of the experiences we've had has given us a lot of information to where we are today.
Yeah, totally, totally. And it's all a contribution. It's like every part of it. And as we acknowledge that we've created it, it also allows us to say, wow, I've created all that. What else can I create? And that's when we start to acknowledge how powerful, how potent, how strong a creator we are, we can create absolutely everything. And it's actually at that stage you become like a magnet, because you start attracting things into your life that you want more so. And it's not that you start attracting them. What actually happens is you start choosing them, which is a completely different concept to this reality and this society, is that you actually choose it, that you are the leader of your life, you are the boss of your life, you are the chief financial officer of your life. You are all those things and more. And it's like, once you're willing to be that, because a lot of times we shy away from it, we say, oh, I don't want this. Once we're willing to be it, everything is possible. Everything opens up.
Well, I think a lot of the time we want other people to have taken the responsibility for the crap that's shown up. It occurred because Paul did this, or it occurred because X, Y, and Z. But you get to choose how you react to everything. And I think, Paul, the biggest takeaway from today is probably that one thing that you said there too. It's like, if you were to walk away from this radio show today and actually really look at stepping into leadership, it's knowing that you are the creator of your life. And it's the choices that you make has gotten to where you are today. And yes, bearing in mind some extremely crappy things happen to people, but you get to choose how you are with it. And, you know, if you need to ask for help, that's not about waking up in the morning, put a fake smile on your face and going, yay. But it's just handling it. It's looking at it and it's asking what else is possible. It's not the end of the world. So like step one really would be knowing that you are the creator of your life. And then I think the second part for me is, once you acknowledge that, it's really being that element of curiosity, like I was with my son, and just playing and looking at what shows up. Because when you put your blinkers on and you, let's say, have your eye on the prize, you can't see all the subtleties that are on the left and the right of you, or in front of you, of you, or behind you, that could actually contribute to something far greater being created. And when you start having that spherical awareness, when you take those blinkers off and you are in question, and you know that you are that leader, you are the one that gets to create this, something totally different shows up. And it's surprising. It's a lot easier. It's just softer, it's subtler, and it's faster. And that's what I would say.
Yeah, totally. It's funny. I was at one of my friend's houses in Lanzarote a couple of days ago, and he has a big blackboard and he has all these things written down. And one of the things he has written down is, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory by 10 and by 10. So 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. So that was something that I'd given him 3 or 4 months ago, not thinking he might do anything with it, but he actually had it written down and was doing it. So it's, all of life comes to me with ease, and just getting a sense of ease. And then joy, and actually getting a sense of joy and glory. So glory is just an exuberance of being. So when you have that and you have that energy, then anything is possible, and just following that.
And that leads very nicely into the ad break, and we're going to be heading into the last part of the show. So we'll see you on the other side.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to the Joy of Business Radio Show with me, Melanie Mead, and I am with Paul Carney this week, and we're talking about stepping into leadership. And just before the ad break there, Paul, you were sharing that tool of all life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And it's actually a really good one to remember when the going gets tough sometimes, to remind yourself that it doesn't have to be hard. And I get with leadership, a lot of people shy away from it because of the supposed responsibility, the confrontationalness of it. And actually, there's some people out there that are deemed to be leaders and they're just outright bullies. I mean, there is a way to lead in the world where you're actually choosing greater possibilities, and whether people come with you on that journey or not is their own business. But also, like, a work environment is a really good example. It's actually to get people to work and create together. It's about bringing the best out in everyone rather than sitting there and dealing out orders. And like, just, you know, before the show ends, I do think we probably should touch on that topic of there are people out there that are leaders or bosses or whatever, and it's not really done from that space of creating more. And this is where people actually feel powerless. And it's really funny because you have a call coming up called From Minion to Manager. And that's what it is. It's coming from that powerlessness, no matter whether, you know, you have somebody that's, you know, delivering a particular intensity at you. And actually just basically stepping into your life, owning it, and actually having the tools to be able to deal with everyone. Because whether you are the boss or whether, you know, you're just somebody that's carrying out particular duties, you actually get to lead with what you know. And this is where you become the manager or the leader in your life.
Yeah, totally. And it's a great point. I suppose sometimes it can be seen as the burden of leadership, that it's like it has to be hard or it has to be difficult. And I consciously chose the word minion because a lot of the time, like a minion, like a slave or somebody who's submissive. And it's like a lot of the time, it's not that we're submissive to other people, we're actually submissive to ourselves. So we're not actually doing what we love to do, and we're allowing other people the power. So never make people greater than you. And it's like when you step up and be the manager of your life and be the leader of your life and be the creator of your life and actually step into that, it's a whole different level of like responsibility almost, but it's also it's on your shoulders. It's like, let's do it, let's create it. And it's like there's a sense of excitement, there's a sense of freedom in it.
Just when you say that as well, just for you to talk about that, you're saying that there's a sense of freedom and excitement. But a lot of people, when they take on leadership roles, be it in their life or in a job, there's always seems to be this force. And if you could speak about outcreating it, like sidestepping this, in order for me to be a good leader, people must do as I say. It's like, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, well it's a great question, because the thing is, in that situation, the person, whoever's been the bully, they want to prove the rightness of their point of view, whatever it may be. So one of the tools, and it's a really pragmatic tool, it sounds so simple, but it works so well, and it's just saying to them, you're right, you're right, you're right. And it's like, that's all they want to hear is, you're right, you're right, you're right. And you don't have to agree with them. It's just letting them know that, because energetically then you're giving them the rightness of their point of view, and then they can move on. And a lot of the time you say, oh yeah, you're completely right, you're completely right. And they're like, yeah, thanks. And then they'll go on to the next thing. And it's kind of actually, it's gently manipulating them. And like a lot of people think, oh, manipulation is evil, but it's not. Manipulation is actually skillful management of any situation to create the best possible outcome. So you're looking at saying, okay, how do I manage this situation? How do I move the person through? And sometimes people are you're aware people are trying to manipulate you, and it's just like sometimes you allow it, there's other times you say no, that doesn't work. And it's like always being aware that you have choice, but you are the manager in your life, and it's being willing to step from that minion of being the slave to actually being the manager and saying, yeah, I create this. Every 10 seconds I can choose, I can choose, I can choose. And it's like as we choose, so, more and more and more, more comes.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to ask you there. So if somebody was going to choose to move from minion to manager, just, you know, stepping into leadership and not shying away from the intensity of what goes on around you with other people and, you know, maybe with what you'd like to create in the world and seeing how that unfolds, what's like maybe one or two starting points? Like what are the one or two things that people went away from today and they applied these two particular things that you're going to say right now, might actually open this completely different door of possibility into what leadership could be rather than what we think it is?
Yeah, so one is always being in the question. So always saying, okay, what can create more here? What's possible? What can we look at? And it's looking and seeing, okay, what needs to change? Because by and large, in any leadership role, there are certain activities that have to get done. So it's like certain things have to get done. Creating, there's certain activities that need to get done. Having clarity in terms of what's required to be done is another massive one. So asking a simple question, okay, what's required here? So it's like literally what do we need to do? Because sometimes you get in situations where people are doing 20 things and it might only need one thing to be done. And it's like, no, once this thing is done, we can move forward. And it's always looking, okay, what's required? What's next? What's next? What's next? I think they're two really big ones, just being in the question and then what's required, what's actually required here. And then as you naturally step into the leadership role, it's like people see you as the leader because you're willing to lead your own life. And it's that's it. Ultimately, it's like you're in control of your own life. You're in control of your own destiny. And it's very visible, but it's energetic as well. It's just like it's taking the reins and saying, no, yeah, I'm steering the ship and I'm seeing where I want to go next. And trusting you, that is absolutely huge. Trust what you know and knowing that you know. And it's when you trust that, it opens up a whole new space.
Cool. Yeah, no, I love the name Minion to Manager. And where can people go if they want to check out, if they want to jump on and check that out? Because I think it's about a week away.
Yeah, so if they go to www.iampaulcarney.com and under upcoming events, and the you can sign up for the telecall there. So yeah, really looking forward to it and looking forward to this conversation, because I get it's starting a whole different conversation with everybody about, okay, what's actually required here, and looking at, okay, what does the planet require? What does humanity require? What does everybody require? Because people know that change is required.
Yeah. And like what I would say too is you're never done stepping up. But like if you're living in your comfort zone, it's probably time to set a new challenge. Because like,
yeah,
things will stagnate, they'll become the same. And it's like there's always something. And it's not that you have to like exhaust yourself always looking for more. But if you're finding you're in that comfortable place in your life, there's probably a lot more. And within Access Consciousness and Joy of Business, like there has been this real, like palpable, like energy of stepping up. It's up again. Like, I mean, it's always there, but then there's moments where you're like, okay, next level, let's go. You know, what else? What am I not being that I could be? What am I not seeing that if I acknowledged it would actually create something far greater for me and for the planet and for, you know, everyone else? And it's not about looking for the results or people coming back to you. And I think, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, and I think the most important thing here is like, make the choices, be willing to be wrong, be willing to change them. But just know, if you're seeking approval from people for the choices that you're making in life and in business, That's probably not the most creative and expansive place to be in. So be willing to take a chance on yourself, and also be totally willing to go splat and get up and go again. And never fear, you are never on your own in these journeys. You've got, I'm sure, friends and colleagues, but you also have programs like the Joy of Business and the Joy of Business classes, the tools of Access Consciousness. You know, go to accessjoyofbusiness.com, find a facilitator, check out the classes, look at what is available. There is so much free material that is out there too, that if you are feeling stuck or unsure, and a part of it is kind of wonky, a part of it is not always, you know, when you put your foot on the ground, you know, is the ice going to crack, or, you know what I mean? But that's a part of the adventure. A lot of the stuff, when you look at inventions and stuff that has gone out into the world, these are things that never existed before. Things that we regularly take for granted, like the radio show, a phone, a light bulb, a wheel, you know what I mean? These all were birthed at some stage where it became normal. And, you know, what else have we not discovered? It requires leaders to take us to that place that creates even more.
Yeah, totally. Because everything is impossible until it's done, and then it becomes possible.
Exactly.
And it's always the pioneers who are willing to look at different possibilities, look at different things, and step into different spaces. And it's an exciting space to be, a place of infinite possibility, infinite creation, spontaneous creation. You're looking at a lot of amazing spaces there.
Yeah, and, you know, as the show ends, you know, I would just like to acknowledge the changes that we've made to create something different, because we've kind of been on this journey together. Like, I'm sure we've seen our moments with each other where we've looked at stuff and asked some questions and really explored that place where we required to step up into more. And, you know, sometimes just going for it creates something completely different. So we're at the end of today's show. Thank you for joining us. And we'll talk to you again very soon. I look forward to hearing what you create. Bye-bye.